That's fine. Just make sure you're right outside the bike lane, you piece of human garbage.
Kendrick is infuriated today.
They have a bike lane, and he was right outside it.
That turn lane is huge, though.
It is, but it's the principle. Get in the fucking bike lane.
He's tired. He just rode up that monster hill.
I'm not tired from riding up the monster hill. Get good.
Okay, fair enough.
I've selected a far superior form of transportation.
Good enough for government work. But I do think it would be very interesting to see what happened if Amy were to have caffeine this early in the morning.
That would be funny.
Amy, what do you think would happen?
You just flip a U-turn here. The tummy ache from the back.
Tummy ache?
That's not their official term.
You should,
This car does not have as good rotational ability as yours. Yours is, a lot more,
small.
Small.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
This is our annual podcast.
Gesittensocken.
I don't know what the word annual means.
That's clear.
That's very clear right now.
I almost wore the t-shirt from your parents. Speaking of annual.
Yeah?
The t-shirt from you. I saw it in a drawer. I was like, I should wear that today.
Why didn't you?
Because I decided not to. I wanted to be a game changer instead. Which just means I take the discs out of the machines and put the other discs in. I'm just a game changer.
That's a pretty sweet job, though. Like, I mean, of all the jobs you could have. Oh, it's a pretty good passion?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Man, I'm sleepy today.
I am also sleepy today.
I think this move is just jarring me.
That'll happen. I had to find your house. Which was easy.
I meant the office move.
Oh.
Like, getting in the flow. Because every year they decide that we need to change our office.
Yes. Well, the upside is you get a burrito now.
I'm sorry, what?
The upside is you get a burrito now.
Burrito?
Yeah. Locos Hermanos.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you actually talking about? So, we don't get to drive up Sheridan all that often. Because usually we take wads. We take the wad.
You do.
We take the
you
wad
should have told me
to
this.
Work. What?
Oh, you and I.
Yes.
I thought you meant
No. We always take Sheridan. Okay. But there's like some interesting
No, there's some
places.
Crazy. We're never going to go up Wadsworth again ever.
No,
so,
the whole
world
changed.
Ended on that one day. And now
back in July.
No, it was
August. Of 2027.
It was August.
Oh,
it was 2017.
Oh, you mean
you're
this
bad at
moving.
You're bad at annual again.
I'm being bad at annualing.
Yeah.
But there's this seedy little Mexican restaurant I want to take Amy to. And
bring a gun. Don't bring a knife.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught in a gun with a knife fight.
You don't
want something.
You don't want to take a knife fight to a seedy Mexican restaurant. They're better knife fighters than you.
Wow. Implications.
What? It's true.
Who's
the chefs in the back? They'll cut you.
Okay.
Waitstaff probably also cut you. They're the patrons. They'll cut you.
Why wouldn't they just shoot you? What
if
they prep
all those? Because they're all felons. It's seedy, right? You said it was seedy.
I just like you're just such on the edge right now of like of that adult rating or that explicit rating.
I had something I was going to talk about when on the way in.
Did you?
I think it was. Well, I was listening to Dresden on the way in.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
What was that with that?
You know, I don't even know.
It's just crazy.
It's the one. Well, they're the one where Morgan's framed for murder or maybe murder.
Oh man, that's a good one.
It's interesting. Some of Dresden's stupid stuff has kind of started pissing me off a little bit.
Like what?
He keeps getting people killed.
What did he do?
Well, he got a warden killed.
In that one?
Near the end there, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Not near the end, but in the big battle at Demon's Reach. He gets a warden killed. I'm like, dude, you drew them out here. Now you're killing wardens. We don't have a lot of wardens left. Stop killing them.
Was he like, I mean, which warden died?
It was one of the unnamed ones.
Oh, well, see, that's it, Rich.
Is that recording right?
I don't know. Is it? It looks like it is.
Looks like it is.
They're red shirts, right? Effectively.
I bought a doohickey for this, but it had the wrong nut on the end, and I got a replacement nut, and it was supposed to arrive today, or yesterday, but it didn't.
A replacement nut, huh?
Well, it's an attachment. It's an articulated arm that comes out. I've been trying to find a place to mount it. I might have to build a little thing, but it'll have, like, you know, those spring-loaded articulated arm dealies for microphones?
Wow.
So you'd actually put it, like, right here.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just got to find a way to mount it to something because there's nothing in my car that you can clip things to because it's all curves.
And a sunroof.
And the sunroof actually might work.
Maybe, yeah.
But I don't know if I can trust the flimsy plastic on it, or the board.
Hey, that's like, better than most.
Back in here. And I don't know if that's sturdy enough, so. We will see.
We shall see.
Otherwise, I was actually thinking I might hook it on your handle and just have it go around in front of you.
Like, this is dangerous if we get in an accident.
Everything's dangerous if we get in an accident.
This is what happens when you turn your car into a recording studio. Kendrick, you have been buying stuff for this pod, and it is just, it's what I'm calling the recording device.
The pod.
Because it casts us through it.
Yeah.
Into space.
Yeah.
And you have just had zero luck with
it. I know, I've just been having the worst amount of time on it. Like, it's ridiculous.
There's Jim's Burger Haven.
Yep. It's a square meal on a round bun.
That is the Mexican restaurant.
That is not seedy. Even remotely seedy. What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
It's pink. There's windows.
That's because...
I thought you were going to point at, like, this kind of a building. You're like, that's the seedy Mexican restaurant I want to go to. And you're like, Rusty's Saloon?
I guess seedy isn't what I really meant. It just is a... It's a very authentic...
Oh, yeah. You're going to get food poisoning from it.
I didn't get food poisoning the first time, I don't think. But I eat so badly, it's hard to tell.
I just get the poops all the time.
Oh, man. It splashed up. Mm-hmm. So, for those of you who haven't heard yet...
About Time is good, by the way, even though it's a boxing thing, their food's actually...
Okay, bad. I remember you saying that.
I don't know, I'll keep saying it.
Since we haven't told anybody but the people at our office, I wanted to go through
the
glow strike thing, because those Nerf guns are cool as shit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So...
There'll be a link in this one. Glow strike. Nerf glow strike, Kendrick. Glow
Aaron
strike.
Mahadma Shepherd bought us
Mahatma
a...
Shepherd.
No, Mahadma. Mahadma.
Khadma.
And Khadma Shepherd. Khadma. I hope we didn't put him on a list because of that. Look at all those people.
They are wanting a bus. The bus has not arrived. I might have hijacked the bus earlier.
So Aaron got us house living presents, housewarming presents for our own house.
Yeah.
And Amy and I both got a replica Poe Dameron's blaster. It's a Nerf gun. But it's part of this line called Glow Strike, where... Glow Strikers, more than meets the eye. Actually, it is. There is a Transformer named Glow Strike, and I got confused at that at first, because I was like, I didn't know they made Transformer versions of these. You're going to definitely want to get in the left lane.
You've been trying to transform it?
No, I was just like, where the fuck do I find these on the internet?
Oh.
Because, like, it kept searching for... Transformers. Yeah, Transformers and stuff. But then I typed in Nerf in front of it, and that was it.
Here's your Yak and Yeti.
Yeah. Oh, we drive by it.
Oh.
And these are cool guns. Like, they have phosphorescent.
Flocking.
They have phosphorescent darts. So basically, glow in the dark for the layman. And a black light inside of the gun somewhere where you put the dart in. And whenever you arm it or cock it, I guess I can say cock since we're explicit.
Huh.
You cock it. it turns the light on. So until you shoot it, it's charging the phosphorescence and the dart. So when you shoot it, you can trace it, and it kind of looks like a really, really badly produced laser blast, right?
But it's real.
And I wonder if you did it green enough, if you could use them inside of like a movie, and then like green screen or green over your left muscle lane, green over the dart, because it's actually pretty green. I don't know if that's how that works, but usually the tracking on that stuff far left.
Oh my god, you're just...
I'm trying to help you.
Fancy over here with the...
Because if you don't get in the far left, you're one of those people.
I'm going to be one of those people, Kyle.
You're a felon.
I don't think that's true.
It's cool, though, because they shoot, like, these glow-in-the-dark darts, and that's like, if you've ever had a Nerf war, that's the thing you want.
Now, you also missed a very crucial feature.
I didn't talk about it yet.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to continue talking, and then tell me if I missed the feature or not. The line of the... Well, so, if you ever played a Nerf battle, I mean, whenever we did it in the dark, so it was a little bit harder to see things, and kind of more intense, but they're like... I think it would be so cool to have a Nerf battle with these glow strike guns in the dark, because it would just be, like, the coolest thing to watch. The line of guns is actually a replica. They have replica guns from the entire, like, from the last two Star Wars movies, so Force Awakens and Rogue One. So we got Poe Dameron's blaster from the actual next movie, which is Last Jedi. But they have, like, Captain
Phasma. They already have video games for the movie that hasn't even...
Isn't that coming out
next year?
No, it comes out in December.
Oh. That's what I'm thinking of.
They have... I think it comes out in December. Maybe it doesn't.
Next year's the Han Solo one.
Oh. they came out. Force Friday was the day they released all the toys for the movie, which was two or three Fridays ago. Which was
don't date us.
When I got that,
I'm sorry. It was some Friday. Number of Fridays ago.
It was X Fridays ago, where yeah. X is the number of times that you've slapped me in the face in real life.
Yeah. How many times is that?
Not you, just whoever's listening.
Oh.
So it's different for everybody.
Transient. Sure.
That's how time is meant to be used.
That's not how time is meant to be used. They make pew pew sounds.
They do. I wasn't. And I haven't actually tested this yet because I was going to go to Target after work, but Kendrick decided he needed to record a podcast or something. But
so we went to Target yesterday on the way to lunch.
Did you?
Yeah.
You and Amy?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I was wondering why it took you so long.
We bought darts.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw their big roll of mega darts, which is something we can talk about in a sec too.
Okay.
But they make pew pew sounds, but I don't know if all the pew pew sounds are different for each gun, which they should be if you want to be accurate. And strangely enough, they're pretty good at trying to promote accuracy.
Red splotch.
Red splotch?
The signs on this thing always have weird little symbols on them. One was a purple equals. That one is red splotch.
Oh, the, like highway signs?
Yeah, they're supposed to have speeds.
When they don't have speeds, they just like freak out.
Yeah, just have random shit.
So pretty cool line of guns if you ever are interested in like a cool Nerf gun.
They're the fight. Nerf guns I wanted when I was a child.
Yeah, the nice thing is that you could probably paint it up and have a fully functioning replica gun.
Yeah.
For most of the cases. So they have, the ones I went through in my $300 card on Amazon are a replica of Cassian Andor's rifle, the one that he like tries to shoot Erso's dad with, Jyn Erso's pistol. They have Phasma's blaster. They have a Death Trooper rifle, which is a very unique kind of rifle. They have, obviously, Poe Dameron's gun. They had Phasma's blaster from the new movie, The Last Jedi. And they have a First Order Stormtrooper's rifle as well, which is the most expensive one. That isn't rare, so above Cassian Andor's, which is, like, last year's model. Which, if you're in the Nerf industry or the Nerf collection, like, realm, if you can get last year's models of guns, they're pretty cool. But, like, they always cost more if you try to get them off Amazon. Like, you need to go do that store hunting thing because Toys R Us and Walmart and Target all have unique models of Nerf guns that are yep. different colors and different yep. things. So it's actually kind of interesting thing.
Yeah, it's interesting how they have special contracts. Mm-hmm. So like, this is a Toys R Us exclusive Nerf.
Yeah.
Go on.
But the it's got the most darts. Two or three of the guns are clip fed, so you can actually have a clip full of fluorescent darts, and they manage to get the black light in there in a really cool way, it sounds like.
Like mirrors?
I don't know. I think it's just sets at the top of the clip and charges the dart.
Because I imagine if you had like a reflective surface all over on the inside, you'd get pretty decent coverage.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know if they went into that much, but we'll have to see because I'm going to buy a few of these guns this weekend and
do it.
And take them to work and annoy people. Which is another thing that I'll let Kendrick intro
because I just talked for a while. Nerf?
How about how like the gun, the whole progression of Nerf guns at work? Like,
so when our last office, okay, so going way back, there was a Nerf gun or two somewhere in the office back at the Salmon Culture days. Somewhere. Someone had one.
Yeah.
And then like, I had a little turret.
Okay. Right,
that would shoot people because it was kind of funny.
Which we programmed with a Raspberry Pi. You like to be able to, like, target people if you knew their coordinates.
Yeah. And I keep meaning to, that project's in the hopper somewhere when I get a soul back.
In the hopper.
But, we have, when we got bought and we're in the new company, they had a bunch of Nerf guns. Like, they just have them sitting on top of things. There's maybe like five or six for like 20 people in the room, and a little pile of darts here and there. And every now and then you'd hear a dart go whizzing overhead. Well, that's pretty cool. Kind of fun that people are having a good time and they're not taking things very seriously. In this latest move, when we came back, one of our supervisors purchased for every cube a brand new Nerf gun, which was probably no small investment. I don't know where that money came from, but it is appreciated.
So they range from, like, an AccuStrike line that I've never seen before with, like, these flat darts that supposedly shoot straighter.
They do shoot pretty straight. They're kind of heavy at the tips. I think they actually stay.
To, like, some Doomlands 4-shot guns, which is kind of interesting. I'm pretty sure that those guns fire 4. Like, it knows which one has been fired.
Yeah. It's got a weird little, there's a little interrupt.
Huh.
Device at the back of it, so when the dart's fully seated, it presses in a valve, and then when it's unseated, the valve is disengaged.
So it knows. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I've looked.
Does it shoot all four at once?
I don't think if it's the one like the one I've had before, it doesn't. Okay. I've had one that shoots two at a time, I think this one doesn't. I think it shoots one, and there's just four barrels.
Okay.
High old work, buy old work.
And then there was the kind of regular six-shooter, which is like the...
Yep,
the latest whatever the most... Yeah, latest incarnation of the Magnum version, the Magnum kind of gun. And then, of course, the fucking Magnus, which is a mega rifle, mega dark gun.
Yeah, there's a couple of megas floating around there. It's clear that they just went to Target somewhere and just cleaned out an entire section of Nerf guns, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So, now, on any given day, it's happened this a couple of times now, so maybe once or twice a week it'll probably continue happening. The day devolves into full-on Nerf combat. Where my boss was, well, I guess he's not my boss anymore, whatever. One of the supervisors, one of the management team, was barreling down the hallway at what I assume is a full tilt, shooting Nerf guns at me as fast and as furiously as he can.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And Kyle keeps trying to Robocop me.
Yeah, I don't successfully do it because the AccuStrike, my AccuStrike's weird. Bailey shoots really well, but mine, I think I've messed it up somehow. But I want to open it up and fudge with it.
Go buy a spring kit.
Yeah, spring kit and kind of file down the air restrictors. So that's something that you can do with Nerf guns. It's pretty fun.
I would check online first because sometimes the air restrictors are actually helping you. So make sure you look at which one. Because sometimes they're not air restrictors. Sometimes they're... there are different
things. They used to design Nerf guns, for people who don't know. So there was only a certain amount of air that could ever be passed, like, into the pump through the dart mechanism in the sense of, like, how hard and far it can shoot.
Yeah.
So if you take those off, sometimes you can get an extra, like, 3 or 4 feet.
It depends, because usually what happens is they build the plunger system somewhat generically. And so different like, slides and poles and stuff have, you know, somewhat different lengths on them, I guess. And so they... Rather than rebuild all the geometry for the parts, they can make simple, somewhat standardized parts for the cylinders. That guy just did not want to go behind me. He was hell-bent on being directly in front of me. It was funny. But he just couldn't make it happen.
Just can't do it.
So they the same standard size cylinders, I think. And then to adjust for things, they just put the little restrictors on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if that's true for all of them. Because I know one of them, I was watching a video online, they were saying it's not actually a flow restrictor. It's actually just some other... air valve thing. So if you remove it, it doesn't actually make a difference.
Mm.
And it's just, you're just wasting time. But
that's why they had the YouTube videos. So you can pretty much find any YouTube video for any Nerf gun, or a YouTube video for any Nerf gun, and see how you can mod it, what kits you can
buy. I know one of the things you can do is you can get stronger springs, so the pull is harder. So you actually have to overcome a heavier spring, which makes it a little more difficult to shoot, but it also super amps up the air compression.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen ones where they replace the O-rings or they put lubricant on the inside to make a better seal so it pushes air more effectively. And then I've seen someone replace the whole air piston unit. They replace it with a larger or longer one. So, like, now you're just fucking rebuilding the whole thing at this point. Like,
yeah.
You're just building your
and
own gun.
The kits typically, like, a basic kit is usually a spring and an O-ring and some lubricant, I believe. I think I've only bought one or two.
I think it's a couple springs sometimes, but yeah.
But there's some pretty cool stuff you can do.
And there are.
When you get into... So, one of the Glow Strike guns, I think, is electric, which is why it costs so much. So,
electric.
Electric Nerf guns are like a bear of their own, because it's really cool to, like, try to mod those things. Because a lot of times they do is they'll put, like, a higher power battery in it, and it can fire faster.
Yeah.
So, you can fire darts, like, way faster speeds than you could with, like, a normal, a normal battery.
I don't know, because those don't use air.
Maybe
those
they don't.
Those use solenoids, I think.
I don't know much about that. All I know is that
I've
seen people...
electric ones, because I don't think that they use air, compressed air to do it. I think that they actually just have a little actuator. Like a linear actuator or like a solenoid, like a pinball.
Just hits it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that's how, because otherwise...
That's why I didn't really speak to how far and hard. I just wanted to speak to speed, because you can actually, like... amp the gun up with a faster, like a bigger battery, and like you can spin the motor faster.
And that lane was closed.
To
close at midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
to fire it so fast that you might actually break the plastic in the gun, like because keep up.
I forget how. Sorry,
you're fine.
Sorry,
you can't actually keep up with the ability to shoot the gun that fast, which is kind of fun, but
yeah,
it also is like
it
means you shoot all your darts at in seconds and
like real speeds.
Yeah, real speeds of dart shooting or gun shooting,
several hundred rounds per minute.
But yeah, so suffice it to say, I think at some point we have to have a giant Nerf battle, because we're getting to the critical mass point of guns to
It's been happening just in the day, you know, like.
Well, I mean, like, I want to have one.
Oh, like, you mean like outside work?
Like, not necessarily. I mean, we could do it at work. Just have like a, you know, Gary bring all the guns he has now to his to work, and we could
we'd
do
have
like
to find a
massive fucking Nerf battle. Or,
that's fine. Just make sure you're right outside the bike lane, you piece of human garbage.
Kendrick, see, Kendrick was, is was, infuriated
they,
today.
They have a bike lane, and he was right outside it.
That turn lane is huge, though.
It is, but it's the principle. Get in the fucking bike lane.
He's tired. He just rode up that monster hill.
I'm not tired from running up the monster hill. Get good.
Okay, fair enough.
I've selected a far superior form of transportation.
Okay. Well, anyway, the Nerf cast is what we should call this now.
Oh, yeah?
There's a... No. Please don't call it that. Is over. So, if you are interested in Nerf guns at all, let us know in the comments. You know, have fun talking about Nerf, because we've been collecting Nerf for a while.
A while. We used to do it in college.
Yeah, and
Morty.
I have some old Nerf guns we painted and modded that I gave to Gary.
I've got that one painted for Kate that I took the plug out so it doesn't operate, so she could take it to Denver Comic Con before they had their rules change.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I found out the internals are so fascinating and how similar they are to real guns. Like the sears and trigger mechanisms and whatnot are surprising.
We figured it out because we started... So every year, like around Christmas, there's like buying sprees. And that's originally what got me into board games, was like the buying spree of board games around Christmas one year. But the year before that, it was Nerf guns. Hmm. And so we bought a bunch of Nerf guns, and my old roommate Justin and I started, like, he was watching, like, Nerf videos, like, you guys habitually watch YouTube. It was, like, all Nerf he was watching all the time. All these mod videos for Nerf guns and so stuff.
The part that blows my mind is how much they've maintained reasonable prices. Like, Nerf guns have beat inflation, because I swear they were the same price now as they were when I was a child.
I mean, there's some pretty big ones that are upwards of, like, $100.
But
they're
like your
worth
standard
it.
Nerf gun, Maverick six shooter, whatever they are now, is the same price as it was. Like it's $15 or $20, which is what it was 12-15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else has stayed that cheap. Video games, gas, food, everything else is more expensive, even in toys. But fucking Nerf guns are your actual gold standard. Buy Nerf guns,
and they're doing a good Nerf. Give us money. And they're doing a really good job, at least in the last few years, of keeping dart consistency the same, but between models. Like, like, if we go back to the one I have in our house, and it's like an old Magnum style, it doesn't fire clip darts, because it's
long.
Got the old kind of heavy-headed dart it's not a mega, but it's not like a old, it's not a clip dart,
right? Yep.
So when you try to shoot a clip dart out of it, it doesn't work.
They switched everything to the clip darts pretty consistently.
And the clip darts are great because they go in clips, they go in belt-fed
magazines,
drums, and...
I wish they wouldn't call them clips, but they're magazines.
Are they not clips? They could be clips. It's a whole different industry.
The thing that frustrates me is the Magnus really needs a loading clip for its integral magazine. That's the thing that's frustrating about it. I'm thinking I'm going to have to go buy a 3D printer so I can 3D print one.
I guarantee you that it already exists. Internet.
I looked around. I couldn't find
and
one.
Watchers, go find a Magnum clip.
I couldn't
Magnus
find one. I couldn't find one because what they do is they mod it. They cut the bottom out to put the actual magazine that they call a clip. So it was making my Googling hard. That's why I don't like when people call it the wrong thing, because it makes it difficult.
Traditional clip, and then you're like, I don't want to say traditional because that's not traditional. Well, mine's traditional.
I mean, it's a loading clip. It's an actual thing, and that's the thing that frustrates me.
It's a different industry.
It's just so similar that dude, have you seen some of the new Nerf, like the little balls?
Oh man, those are good.
And some of the stuff they had, like we saw a foregrip with a light on it, and you're like, okay, this is getting to the level where that's just a straight up AR-15 foregrip. Like
Vectors, I can't remember what the name of the thing is, but those guns are actually used for like Nerf tournament stuff.
Yeah, no, they're legit.
They like sell them with like safety glasses and all this stuff.
I saw that.
Because
I was a little scared.
They fucking hurt. Like
we're almost at paintball. Hey, we should probably actually stop.
Well, I don't know how much time is.
I don't know.
Stupid seatbelt.
Enough. 23 minutes.
23 minutes.
Yeah, we're too good.
Maybe
at this
drive point. Slower.
No.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. And
like, comment, and subscribe.
Do all that stuff and buy Nerf guns and play Nerf with us.
Hi, Amy.